Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
This episode of Comedy Bang Bang is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Plus, auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Quote now at progressive.com to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates national average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. I came, I saw, I conquered, I ordered a cheese Danish, I watched an episode of Frasier, I came again. Welcome to Comedy Bang Bang. Thank you to Johann Sebastian Cuck for that catchphrase submission. And welcome to Comedy Bang Bang for another week. Great to have you here. My name is Scott Aukerman. I'm the host. We have an exciting show. Coming up a little later, I don't quite know who this is. Okay, this is a terrible way to start the show, but wow. We have someone coming on later.
Great. And what year of the podcast is this?
14th year at this
and
point.
You've really nailed the openings.
Hey, why don't you point that at your mouth? What do you say? What? The microphone. You're pointing it at the bottom of your beard.
Oh, I was trying to engage with you. I was trying to give you eye contact. Okay, I'm trying to connect.
I understand, but you know you're on a professional sound
combative.
Recording
you're
right now.
You're being combative. Just to shift focus away from that absolute dog shit opening.
Well, this is the true exciting part, why we're so elated to be doing the show today.
We're jazzed.
Because an old friend of ours is no longer shut into his house. He has come out and is ready to meet the world again.
Straight out of my closet. I'm in the studio, baby.
Yeah. Bow, 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 bow. Bow, 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 bow. Jason Mantzoukas is here.
Wow. What? A delight. The energy is palpable. It is electric to be in the room.
It truly is. To be
to be in the room where it happened.
Mere two feet away? Would you say that's 2 feet?
If that. We're practically shoulder to shoulder.
Practically standing on the shoulders of giants here. Jason, you of course know from his own podcast, How Did This Get Made?, as well as playing every scumbag known to earth in all of your favorite movies and television shows.
All of them. All of the favorite ones, yes.
Yeah, I saw there was a meme of you going around recently. I don't know
doing
if you
what?
Know that. It was you on The League saying something, but I can't remember what it
Got
pertained
it.
To.
Okay.
Yeah, but it was like, you know those kind of things where on Twitter someone will go like, when you, and then something in the news.
Okay.
When you do the such and such, and then a little picture of you saying whatever it was.
Got it.
I wish I had more info.
You are light on specifics today.
Light on content.
You've decided today you're going to broad strokes it. I'm not going to drill down into specificity at all. I'm just going to broad strokes
Look,
this
if
one.
I need to start preparing for this show, then.
14 years in, you might try.
That might be the end. 14 years done. Jason, it's good to see you, of course.
Oh, Scott, it's fantastic to see you.
You are here in the Earwolf Studios.
Look at that.
You are wearing...
And not only that, you're with me for a number of firsts.
Yeah.
You were there when I saw my first movie since the pandemic.
You returned to the movie theaters,
Top Gun Maverick.
Yes, I'd seen it already, but I wanted to see it with you.
Because we did Top Gun on your show, Scott Hasn't Seen.
That's right. And we can talk about it a little bit because I think people will be interested to know our reactions to it because there is a very famous episode of Scott Hasn't Seen where you and I watched the first
so
Top
famous.
Gun.
So famous. It's you know what I'd say? It's more almost famous.
I get that. But we watched the first Top Gun and I did not care for it.
Which I was surprised by, but I guess I understand. Yes, yeah. I thought you were going to dig it more. I got excited to do Top Gun with you.
Right.
Because I was like, oh, I think he's going to, I understand why you didn't like it or didn't think you would like it when it came out.
Right.
But
I had the exact same
reaction
to it that I thought I would have when it came out.
Yeah, you had a very teenager reaction to it.
Teenager, come on. I feel like
you looked at it through the lens of your teenage self, who was like, this sucks. This popular movie stinks.
Here's my opinion. I don't think it's that well made of a movie in terms of structure and emotional
Lies.
Connection and all that kind of stuff. But what I am here to tell you, and this is a follow up to our famous episode, is that I really liked the sequel. And if taken together as one long 5-hour movie, I then like the original.
Boy,
because
I'd love
the sequel
to watch them
the sequel
back to back.
Redeems yes. the original, in my opinion.
Yeah, no, I agree. I do agree with that. I do think the sequel, you know, writes a couple of things that in the first version are pretty
wonky.
Not great.
Yeah.
You know, but having now rewatched the original a bunch of times, I just love it as like both a piece of nostalgia and like kind of just wonderful. Speaking of broad strokes filmmaking, like it's a Tony Scott movie that is just like this whole piece of it is the hue of orange that I like, you know, and then this movie does that and then doubles down on it with and then adds blue. And boy, oh boy, was that a great text to dive into.
Oh, it truly was. And also, You had another first that night. You saw the Nicole Kidman AMC ad for the first time.
Yes, I had never seen the Nicole Kidman at "We're Back at the Movies" thing, which was
somehow heartbreak feels good in a place like this.
Unsettling. I didn't like it.
Yeah. They're making a sequel though, right now.
It is interesting to see. Oh, thank God.
So maybe the sequel will redeem the first one for you.
Let's hope. It is interesting to see Nicole Kidman and Tom Cruise back together on our screens,
back to back, because she was like. First of all, what's weird about this, she's doing her Australian accent, right?
And she is Australian.
She is Australian, but
she's not doing a fake Australian accent.
Although I wonder, but she's she's doing the Australian thing for the entirety of the commercial until the very end when her line is, they are, because it's like, if you think such and such, I can't remember the exact text. If you think such and such is great in here, it's because they are. And she says they are. And she hits the hard R.
Yeah.
Because I think in her Australian accent, with such a pause in between the first part of the sentence and the second, she'd just be going, they are.
Yeah.
And it would sound weird.
It
so
would
she
sound
hits
as a weird end to a thought.
So she's Australian until the very last two words.
Well, you know, she's one of our greatest actors, and that's the kind of variety she's giving you in any spot, anything you're seeing. You're seeing somebody who's not afraid to say, "Who knows where I'm fucking from?"
So she says they are.
Yeah.
And then suddenly Tommy C pops up on our screen is like, ha, 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 welcome back to the movies.
He does his own welcome back to the movies. We made this for you.
A competing one.
I swear to God, I said this to you when we were there. I think he is going to die trying to make a movie for us. He is. I
rightfully
think,
so. He
I
should.
I think he's trying to, you know, he and Doug Liman say they're going to make a movie in outer space, like in low orbit or something like that. This is he is doing things that are so. And then you sent me a video of him like standing on the wing of an airplane flying.
Yeah.
What is this?
I don't know.
At a certain point, post jumping on the couch, Katie Holmes, Oprah.
That was his first stunt. Do you agree with that?
I feel like since
he's
then,
like, hey, this feels good, man.
He's like, I've got to distract. I can only do stunts in movies. I can't do them on couches or talk shows anymore.
Yeah, not allowed to do them on couches. Well, it's wonderful to see him again. And it's wonderful to see you.
Boy, I had a blast.
Yeah.
Seeing him, my two best friends.
We also went to, thank you. What wonderful company.
Oh, yeah.
I'm keeping. We also went to the Hollywood Bowl to see Duran together.
Oh, I guess we did. Yes.
I guess we did. Of course we did.
I have totally forgotten that we did that. So, almost as if it's upcoming.
First concert back, first movie back, first AMC Nicole Kidman ad back.
Holy cow.
We're doing a lot together.
And
this podcast.
And look at this podcast, not to, maybe chief among them is to be sharing space in the room to do an episode of this legendary, now very bad podcast.
Formerly legendary, currently very bad podcast. Well, it's a pleasure to have you. You're one of our favorite guests.
What a time to be alive.
It truly is. Yeah. As the you know, that Chinese curse?
Oh, I don't.
May you live in interesting times.
Oh, yes.
Yes, and we certainly do, do
well,
we
not? Boy, do we. You know, thank you,
Why
Scott.
Did you put your hands together like that?
I was giving
that?
You prayer hands to be like,
okay,
thank
it looked
you
like you were
you
doing,
that.
Like, oh, Chinese.
No, no, no. I was giving you prayer hands to say thank you
I
for
think
giving
that's
me
offensive.
That, that. Well, that it would be offensive. I was saying thank you for giving me that blessing.
Jason, what else is going on? Obviously, you were out there on the reason you're here. You were out there on the How Did This Get Made tour, which lasted how many stops?
We did. We did. Devin is laughing in the other room because he was supposed to be there. You absolutely would have gotten it, Devin, for real. It was dicey. I was, you know, as many people who listen to the show know, I've literally almost not left my house entirely in the in the last 2.5 years.
You've been
years.
In my backyard in the, and
a few
and
things
a few
like
hikes.
That. A few things like that, yes. But so, you know, to really go out into the world, and I did a couple of jobs, and then like the real thing was to do the How Did This Get Made tour of the Midwest.
What jobs? You bussing tables again?
I did. I went back to the, you know what? I decided I was like, it's been a bit of time now. I'm going to start from scratch.
Yeah, I got to get minimum wage going.
I'm
going
to re-enter the service industry. I was a busboy. I worked my way up
what
to.
What is minimum wage these days? Is it 50 an hour or what exactly is?
5 oh boy, you're so out of touch. Wow, the liberal elite, the West Coast Hollywood elites don't even know what the minimum wage is.
What is it like? Probably $4,000 a week, like WGA minimum.
Yeah, totally. Yep. And everybody gets healthcare and everybody's right. doing dynamite.
Oh, man, the healthcare, man, that went away for me during the pandemic.
Yeah, me
WGA.
Too.
WGA.
Gonzo.
Gonzo.
See
bye
you later.
Bye.
Goodbye.
I've had it for 25 years. Yeah. Bye bye.
I got to turn the volume in my cans.
Bye
now.
Bye.
Oh, God. So we did New Orleans, Dallas, and Houston. And
how was New Orleans? Did you anyone throw you some beads for showing
nobody,
your tits?
Nobody. I kept
in the middle
asking,
of a show. Did
I kept
want
saying,
to see
who
these?
Wants to see them? Who wants to see them? Nobody.
Yeah. So you did New Orleans.
Did
you,
New Orleans. And
then what?
I think I got sick. I think I got it. This is the only place I can that I have a memory of. Ooh, I didn't like that vibe or I didn't like that feeling was I was walking past a CVS and an elderly woman was walking into the CVS and so crossed right in front of me. And while she crossed in front of me, she coughed.
Mm.
So then I proceeded to walk through her cough cloud.
And then she walked into the CVS and said, hey, what do you do if you have COVID?
Yeah, that's what I felt like was happening. I felt like a sick woman with COVID was going in to pick up her Paxlovid prescription right. or something. Anyway, so I think that's where I got it. But we've been blaming, because it's funny, a baby that was brought on stage during the Houston show, even though the baby was like 40 feet away from me.
Yeah, and you got it like
but the
next
baby
day or
started coughing
oh,
a lot.
No.
So I think that baby has been unfairly scapegoated. Although, you know what?
I hope they grow up with that sort
that
of shroud
knows.
Over them. Yeah.
I hope that baby knows the.
You almost killed American treasure Jason Mantzoukas.
What?
American
close call,
slash
baby.
Greek.
Close call, baby. Yes, Greece does claim me. So yeah, then I was stuck in a hotel in Houston for a week, which was really just crummy.
Was that a problem?
I did say a number of times I would call down to the front desk and I would say, Houston, I have a problem.
I have COVID.
I have COVID-19.
They should change it now because Houston, we have a problem jokes are old hat. And I'm sorry I even made it. Just change it to Houston, I have COVID.
There you go. Houston, I have COVID.
Can we all start saying that now?
Yeah. It does though sound like you're calling someone named Houston, yeah. Like the porn star Houston.
I don't know who that is.
This is like from the 80s, I think. Okay. This is like an old name.
But you were there in Houston. You're now out and about. You have how long?
I'm gallivanting.
It's a ticking clock. It's like that Justin Timberlake movie where.
I mean, I've heard of a couple of people who've gotten it like twice within a month. Hmm. So it's I don't think we live in a time
That's
anymore.
That's not going to happen to you.
Let's hope not. Knock on wood. I don't think we live in a time anymore where after you get COVID, you have 3 months of unimpeded kind of freedom. So I'm kind of gauging like a month.
Although when you walked in, I sort of heard George Michael's freedom. I'm sorry.
This is, by the way,
I have my mind on
episode.
My other show. Sorry.
You are not.
I'm mentally doing that one right now.
Is that your primary? Is that
yeah,
now
that's
the primary?
Yeah, that's number one.
Because you're like,
this has slipped to number four.
You're like, oh, I wish I was doing freedom.
Why do I have to talk to Jason?
Oh, I'll even interrupt my own bad joke to Freudian slip the other show. You couldn't even deliver
freedom
your George Michael show.
Couple more episodes before the, or maybe it's done by now. I'm not sure. But you're out there. You must be living it up right now.
Not really. But I mean, I've done the few things that you've mentioned, yeah. which were terrific.
Yeah.
And I've really enjoyed. I haven't been going. I still want to.
Poubelle.
I'd like to see. Yeah. No, I've got to go back to La Poubelle.
For those of you who don't know, La Poubelle is a shitty bar.
That's next to UCB.
Allegedly. I don't want to get sued.
No, but I mean, like, I'd like, because I keep talking to people who are like, the minute I got it, I booked trips.
Right.
You know, like, and I haven't done anything like that.
Yeah, you should.
I should go somewhere.
Yeah. Where do you want to go?
I have no
idea. Fuck yourself?
Wow. To hell?
Go fuck yourself to hell?
You know, there are plenty of places I'd like to go. I know you went to Italy recently, recently, a couple of months ago. That's a great one. I'd love to go to, like, I've never been to Portugal. There are places I'd like to go. I mean, I'd like to go, honestly, I'd like to just go back to New York for a beat. I haven't been to New York in ages.
You should just pack up and go.
You know? I'll see you later.
No, not right now. No, we only have one guest and I don't even know who they are.
Packing up my bag.
You sort of knocked on the table like it was your footsteps, but you made no sound.
Okay, see you later.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Come on back.
All right, I'm here.
Okay, he's back.
Oh, my horse. My studio horse.
Have you ever ridden a horse?
Who's been feeding my studio horse?
Wait, you keep a studio horse here?
Oh, yeah, it's Hollywood, baby. I keep a horse at all the places that I go.
So you're traveling horse to horse?
Yeah. No, I drive to the next location and then I only use a horse on
when
set
you're at the location.
Or at the studio or yeah. Yeah, you know how you go to a set, sometimes you go to a lot and people will be riding bikes between stages or golf carts or whatever. I ride a horse.
Interesting.
From my trailer to set, from my set back to trailer.
It's like, okay, Mr. Mantzoukas, we're ready for you on set.
Okay. mount my horse, or put my saddle on the horse.
Jason, now it is, of course, it's Thursday today. We're taping this in advance of the show. It's Thursday, September 8th is what it is.
One of the great days.
One of the great days. I'm having a great day myself.
Oh, I'm
today.
Loving it.
And
I'm loving getting to see you. I'm loving getting to hang out.
It's sunny. Nothing in the world is happening of any consequence.
I love those days where it's kind of like just like a you can check out. It's a coast day.
Yeah.
You
know? Gentlemen! Gentlemen, stop everything!
What?
Stop everything!
Everything?
Byron?
Yes.
Byron Denniston?
Even us talking right now?
Entirely! Stop it! Stop talking!
Stop
about
talking
another.
Right now!
Yes. Do you want to sit down?
Yes, I think I will.
Yeah, please. Stop standing above the.
You
if you're gonna
in,
stand, bring the mic up to your
you
mouth.
You came in with a lot of effort, yes. But then stood well above the microphone.
Well, it's because there's so much going on right now that I hardly have time to sit. But
I don't
it turns
so.
Out I did have time to sit.
I don't think so. We were just
more. We were just shooting the shit.
Gentlemen, have you not checked in with the news?
No, I think we were just going to try and figure out which is better, a Twix bar or a Take Five.
Oh, Mars bar. But the news, gentlemen, urgent news.
Urgent news of
what? Is
what?
It? What
Queen Elizabeth II, sovereign of all Great Britain, has been declared dead at the Castle Balmoral in Scotland at this hour.
Oh, no. Wow. Are they continuing CPR?
Well, I'm not finished informing you.
Prince Charles of Wales has ascended to the throne of England. He shall now be styled as King Charles III. That's all. Isn't that huge?
Wow. That's, for you, Byron Denniston, royal watcher, this is
that's
like...
That's huge
this,
news to you.
It's tremendous.
Do we care? I
what
can't
do you
quite...
mean? I mean, I could go back to Twix versus Take Five, but
yeah,
like this
could...
seems important, so...
Yeah.
I don't understand what you're... I suppose you didn't understand me. I'm talking about Queen Elizabeth, the Queen of all England.
Yeah, we know her.
Yes.
She's been around for like 96 years or something like that.
96 tears.
Precisely.
Isn't that 96 tears?
Keep going to the singing part.
No, that's the only part. I like the keyboard part. Ding, ding, ding,
ding, ding, ding, ding. I can't believe the two of you can banter about trivialities on such a momentous day as this.
Do you suspect foul play?
No, I don't.
Really jumping to it.
No. There's much more afoot than that, gentlemen. Far more. Yes, the Queen has been declared dead at Balmoral Castle.
Well, look, I mean, it's not like that has any effect on our lives. Like, if someone like Ken Starr will ever die, which I doubt he ever will.
Ken Starr, the special prosecutor.
Or did he just die?
No, he'll never die.
He's immortal.
Yeah, this is, of course, September the 6th.
The 8th, I thought you said.
Yes, that's right.
Wait, is it the 6th? Do we know something in advance?
I believe Ken Starr will die on Tuesday, September 13th.
No.
I believe he will.
No, he won't.
This isn't that kind of show where we prognosticate about the future deaths of people, but if you're right,
Is this a ripple effect kind
of
thing?
That could be a show. Byron Queen? Denniston predicts your death.
It's not a bad idea.
Not a bad idea.
Is this a ripple effect where the Queen's death will then cause deaths upon deaths upon deaths?
Look, here's the first thing I need to tell you. First of all, I've just come from England.
Wait, how did you get here
just
so
now?
Fast?
Just today?
This is what happened.
Yes. Is this the Phil Collins Concord?
I've come here straight from the Phil Collins Concord. the fact of it is, gentlemen, that when the Queen was declared dead, I knew that Harry and Meghan would be in Europe there to attend the festivities, and I thought this is a perfect time to break into their home to go to the house, to be on the estate in Montecito to just see to some things I need to do there. But whilst in England, specifically at Balmoral Castle, I became privy to various plans and things and all sorts of things that I can exclusively report to you.
Wow.
Really? Yes. Okay, so you witnessed the Queen's death? Is that what you're trying to say?
No. I was there right when they decided that today would be the day that they said that she died, gentlemen.
Whoa.
Yes, indeed.
So does that mean, are you insinuating that she is alive and we're just being told she's dead?
Or that she died previously?
I am not insinuating. I am reporting that Queen Elizabeth is alive and well.
What? Like Ken Starr?
Yes, just like Ken Starr, although he will die on the 13th.
I doubt it.
But if he does, my God. Queen Elizabeth.
That's my wedding anniversary.
Queen Elizabeth is... Is it really?
Yeah. Oh. I wouldn't want to celebrate two things.
Happy anniversary in advance.
It's frequently on a Friday, I imagine. Well,
sure. Why? Who cares?
Here's what happened. Do you remember the last time? Friday the 13th is a very lucky day, isn't it? Terrible day to have an anniversary.
But it was a Saturday when it happened to us.
Yes. But some of the anniversaries will be Fridays.
When it happened to us? A lot of people like having their marriage described as having had... Something happened to them.
Upon us.
The last time I was here, I reported that the Queen had a plan to blow herself up on a throne rigged with dynamite on June 5th, the final day of her Platinum Jubilee.
That's right. Oh, yeah, and I was going to have you back on the show, and we ended up not having you on the show because it didn't happen.
It didn't happen. And,
you drowned.
Didn't you fight to the death? Didn't you drown in Scott's pool?
No. Well, yes, but I only pretended to drown, gentlemen.
Why did you pretend to drown?
Because I thought it was very unfair that I should be pitted against a water polo instructor in a game of water polo without any time to prepare and train for the game. And so I felt it was very unfair. And
so you just drowned right away?
No, I did not drown. I said, why don't I pretend to drown? I took a big gulp of air into my lungs.
You were taken out on a stretcher in a body bag.
Yes, I know. It was very uncomfortable.
Paramedics came, declared you passed.
Were these fake paramedics?
Yeah. Oh, well, yes. I suppose. Or these were bad ones. I think they were just incompetent.
It could be both.
They did load you into a replica of the Ghostbusters.
The ectomobile.
The ectomobile. Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah. What was that about?
Yeah.
Listen, I really don't know.
I couldn't get the actual ambulance.
You couldn't rent an ambulance.
You called them. Didn't you call them? I only appeared to drown.
But now I'm realizing you routed my phone to a fake 911 number.
just so you could have actors come and declare you dead, only to come in today as if none of that happened.
And to be talking about the queen dying as if that's the major news when we should be talking about you being like, alive.
You producing an incredible proof of death scenario.
Dan Aykroyd is a dear friend, and I can get a hold of him anytime.
Wait, was that him as one of them?
You didn't recognize Dan Aykroyd as one of them?
No. Oh, yes, Danny A.
Oh,
yes.
Man.
That's why he's an Oscar nominee.
Oh, absolutely. That's why there was so much blues music coming out of that ectomobile.
Yes, there was. There certainly was.
And why all the IV bags they were trying to hook you up to were shaped like crystal skulls.
Like his vodka brand.
Like his vodka brand.
Yes. And wow. He was covered in badges.
That's right.
Dan Aykroyd loves a badge.
He kept screaming, "We don't need no stinking badges."
I know. But so that's
I mean, we both mourned you.
Scott, well, we're in the studio today, but if we went to Scott's backyard, there is a headstone for you that
really?
He put
that
in.
I erected, yeah.
Oh, that's very nice. What does it say? Something very touching and lovely on there?
We couldn't remember. It says, Byron, a British guy, died here.
Yeah. Oh. It's one of those Halloween ones that you buy at the Halloween superstore.
Made of styrofoam?
Yeah.
I see.
It just says David has pumpkins.
Okay, well, that not being my name, it really doesn't seem to me that it
is. Yeah, sorry, I just thought it was funny.
It's not for me at all.
But we did place it right there at the spot where you drowned.
Yeah,
in the pool.
You have a styrofoam gravestone floating around in your
pool. Yes, it's 10 feet high.
How come there aren't more more floaties in pools that are the shape of gravestones?
Yes, there should be.
It's a good question. Well, anyway,
welcome back.
Yes, thank you. It's good to be here. Yes.
You say the queen died?
Sorry, what? No, she isn't dead.
The queen is dead. Smith.
This is
style.
What happened. No. She was going to blow herself up on the 5th, but she found that her nemesis, King Harald V of Norway, had constructed a throne. Remember, she was going to blow up the throne of England, and whoever got a throne first to the throne room of Buckingham Palace
England,
would become the king. And she learned that King Harald, who she despises, had built a throne and hidden it somewhere in Buckingham Palace. And so she said, well, then let's scrap it. We'll scrap the whole plan. So that was all scrapped. And then now she's just been carrying on living with, Jim Broadbent and Jim Belushi, her two husbands, and feeling as though...
Wait, hold on. Did we talk about this?
Oh, yes, a couple of times.
Well, she's in an according to Jim scenario.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I forgot. It's an according to Jim thruple.
It's a thruple, and it's turned out to be far more trouble than it's worth. And so she simply decided she was done with the drama.
So she wanted to fake her own death?
She has faked her own death, and it's...
I know a guy who could have helped her with this.
Who does that?
This guy Al that I know.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he fakes people's death all the time.
Well, maybe she did use Al. I have no idea.
Wait, let me ask. Mm. Is her entire body shaved other than her anus?
I don't think we can ask that about the today deceased queen.
No, you can't ask that. No, you can't ask that.
But give me a little nod if that's the truth.
Well.
Okay, so maybe I'll have something to do with it.
Perhaps. But it was a long-range plan that she and her dear friends, Ivana Trump and Olivia Newton-John and Mikhail Gorbachev, they call themselves the richest with bitches, and they've all of whom
recently passed, it was reported.
Indeed.
Allegedly.
They, none of them are dead.
Trump has one of those David S. Pumpkins headstones in his golf course, I believe. Just like mine.
Right. It's just full of documents.
Yes, for Ivana. But, anyway, they're all yachting around the world.
Wow.
And having the time of their lives.
You're saying that Olivia Newton-John has faked her own death the same way that her ex-husband faked his own death.
Yes, exactly.
They're a double death faker couple?
He could ride around on a yacht.
That's right. Well, that's where the idea
came from.
She said, you know what my husband did to get out of paying someone $10,000?
When she, the queen...
That was it? Just $10,000?
Yes, apparently.
She doesn't have that lying around in her dresser?
I guess not. He had debts of $10,000 and said, I'm faking my death. But they're back together now, Olivia and her husband, because when...
They're on the run.
Yes, they're both on the run, having faked their deaths. And they're all just having the time of their lives.
Well, what are they up to?
They're
on a yacht. You say they're yachting around?
Yes, they're yachting around.
They never touch land.
No, they do. They only touch land on clothing optional beaches, from what I understand.
Wow.
Really?
You would think that would be where they are most recognizable.
You can see most of them.
Yeah, I mean, you can see all of them. They're unable to cover themselves in any way, shape, or form.
The idea is no one's looking at their faces, gentlemen.
Oh, so we've never...
I mean, Mikhail Gorbachev especially has a very distinguishable...
Do you think he has the same mark on his penis in the exact same place?
Yes, it's on both heads.
He's a both heads guy.
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't know. But, yes...
This is insanity.
Well, it's the truth, and it's what I heard just last week, and I thought, well, you know what? As long as this is going
down. So this has been
in
the works for a week.
It's been in the works for an entire week.
Oh, so you weren't shocked with today's news. This was just, because you heard that they were going
to
announce it.
I heard they were going to do it, but I didn't know exactly when. But I thought, well, if it's coming off soon, let me get back to California so I can get into
it. So it took you a week to get back here?
I took the Phil Collins Concorde.
Oh, yeah.
And it stops off.
Oh, at every Live Aid city?
Yes, it has a lot of stops.
Philadelphia, London.
Just those two.
Those two, yeah. But they take a really long layover.
Why Philadelphia?
Well, why was it in Philadelphia?
America, because of the Liberty Bell?
I guess, yeah. Mm. A lot of soul music, too. They, yes. That was what they were trying to distinguish themselves from?
You think they were trying to, that's what they were trying to...
In We Are the World, they were famously very upset that the English people got to this first because it's an African problem. And they're like, why did all these white English people, steal our thunder? And so maybe it had something to do with that. They also left their egos at the door.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah.
They were also inspired to write a decent song, unlike the Americans. But let me say...
Okay, couldn't quite tell who you were slamming.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Maybe they stopped in Philadelphia just to, refuel the plane, and Bob was like, I got to geld off.
Oh, my.
Hmm? Interesting. Indeed. Was Geldof Sir Bob? Was he on this plane?
SBG?
Yes, Sir Bob. Yes, he was with me. But you know what, though? Just to let you know what I've been up to, by the way, I have been...
did we ask that?
No. I have been aggressively wooing Lady Amelia Spencer because...
Still.
You remember, in that polo match in the pool, I was competing against the Grizz, you know.
Right.
And I pretended to drown.
Who is a celebrated water polo.
Yeah. And this was to the death, and whoever won would get to woo Lady Amelia. Is that right?
Yes, that's right.
And we had been told that nobody beats the Grizz.
Yeah, but you both lost. You both drowned.
Well, evidently, yes, we both drowned. Well, but I was only pretending, but he really did. And so now I'm
free. We had a separate bunch of paramedics come for him.
Well, yes, Aykroyd wasn't going to take away the Grizz. Yeah. He was part of the plan.
It was very strange that first paramedics came and only looked at, treated, bagged, and left with you.
And we said, what about this guy?
And they said, that's not our problem.
We're like, okay, do we need to call 911 again? They said, yeah, sure. And so we called 911 again, and now I'm realizing this must have been the real 911, and they came and got the Grizz.
Yes.
Who has unfortunately passed away.
He has unfortunately, yes, passed away.
So this is...
Unfortunately, not really. Because, I now have free reign to woo Lady Amelia.
Yeah, this has cleared
the
place.
So for months now, have you just been exclusively able to kind of pitch woo?
Yeah, well, but in my sort of a subtle way, I've been watching.
What does that mean?
Well, I've been watching her. I've been getting close,
So you've been figuring out her likes, her dislikes.
Yes,
in order
it's like
to
a classic romantic comedy. When I approach her, I want to be able to. Did you ever see Fisher King? I want to be able to deliver a
classic romantic comedy.
Classic romantic comedy.
Who are you in this? The Michael Jeter?
No, Robin Williams.
Isn't he mentally ill in
this?
Yes. Okay,
but he. Also delivers a stirring monologue where he has observed every single behavior of this woman that he loves.
Lydia?
Lydia. Have you seen Lydia? Mm-hmm. He has.
Amanda Plummer,
Maybe.
Anyway. Weird that she's not a plumber. She's an actress.
Good point.
Wow. Well said.
Thank you.
And well argued.
Case closed.
Well, I'm prepared. I'm prepared.
I know in the past, Byron, you have wooed, you tried wooing people by dressing up as other people.
Yes.
So with Lady Amelia, are you attempting to woo her as yourself?
Are you doing this from afar or are you doing it from a near?
Yeah. Well, or are you having to put on a performance?
Yeah, are you doing sort of a Nathan Fielder rehearsal kind of thing where you're trying it out as other characters first, like to see what she likes, what she responds to?
I don't know the reference, but I do, yes, there's a very good chance that
what I will end up doing is dressing up as and inhabiting the Grizz, because she believes herself to be engaged to him.
Still, wow. You
know. Oh, so she doesn't know that she's not a listener? She doesn't know the Grizz died?
The Grizz has a tendency to go away on long trips.
Oh. Yeah.
Well, I mean, he calls water polo. Yes. Water polo, famously, you're on the road so much of the year.
I suppose.
Or in the water, rather.
You're in pool. You can't bring your phone in the water. You're in pools. You're on the road. Yeah, that's what the deal is.
That's a good point.
Right. So I may...
Sorry, hon. Couldn't text you. I was in the water.
Yeah.
Phones don't work there.
Yeah.
So I don't know if she thinks he's dead or what, but either way, if the Grizz shows up on her doorstep, but it'll really be me, you know, that would be good. Or I think I can pull it off as myself, I may.
Because you're quite a bit...
Can you lift up your shirt? I don't know that you can pull off the Grizz.
Quite a bit older than him.
Well, yes, that's
true. And you also sound very different.
Oh, no, I won't by the time I get... Can
you give us a little Grizz?
Oh, yes, it's me. I'm the Grizz and all that.
Okay.
Yes, here I am, the Grizz.
Let's see your abs. Let's see what you got here.
Here they are.
No, those aren't abs. Oh, those are like reverse abs. Those are like spa.
They're concave.
they're going.
You're going to have to. Nobody, I mean, no offense, Byron, but nobody is going to believe that you are a competitive water polo player.
Oh, really?
Or coach or any of that.
Have you even been trying water polo? Have you been competing
since
at all?
Training
in it?
Well, no. You know, I had that one terrible experience and I've been very terrified of water ever since.
So you and Dan Aykroyd have not been playing water polo against each other?
No. Aykroyd and I are handball.
Oh, you're a handball couple.
Yes.
Okay.
A couple of handball.
Do you wear the glove? Mm-hmm. Or do you barehand it?
No, I wear the glove, yes. Oh, yes. It's all about the glove for me. I have a collection of gloves.
You have a collection? These aren't Michael Jackson gloves, are they?
No, I do have Michael Jackson gloves.
He was the king of pop, by the way, and you're a royal watcher.
Yes. I have his glove.
Were you watching him all the time? Him and Conrad Murray?
And if so, why didn't you say something?
I assumed Conrad Murray knew what he was doing.
He was a doctor.
Yes, I saw him pop out to make a few phone calls, and I did think for a moment, you've left a man with... Well, all right, but you know, I wish I'd said something? Of course. But okay. I don't... You know, a journalist doesn't put himself in the story.
That's true. That's a good point. Mm. So how have you been getting to know Lady Amelia's likes and dislikes?
Well, I really live within her walls.
Literally, not figuratively.
Oh, right. Yes, literally. Yes.
Are there passageways there, or is this just
I've had to build them. I've had to build various passageways and chutes and things like that.
How are you? Because normal walls only have like a tiny bit of space in between them in the next room.
Well,
you like building out like fake closets and stuff like that?
I have purchased the residences on either side.
she lives in
she lives in the townhouse in London. Very exclusive area in London.
That's incredible. You must have spent quite a bit of money.
Fortune, yes. It's one of the most posh areas of London.
Wow.
So yes.
But you've spent no money working with a dialect coach to sound more like the Grizz.
Well, it wasn't necessary.
Or you've spent no money on a physical trainer to look more like the Grizz.
No, I've spent an enormous amount of money on a physical trainer.
Oh, okay. Just to look like this?
Yes.
Oh, dear. Okay. All right, well.
From what you're telling me, it sounds like it may not have
you
paid
off. You need more work.
But I didn't know this guy's great.
Who knows what you would look like?
You're in middle-aged British guy shape. Which is...
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
Not a compliment.
So wait, so...
I appreciate it.
Personal trainers in Britain make you look like that?
Oh, this guy's shredded for middle-aged British.
Oh, okay, got it.
Yes. He went the full gambon.
This is the full Monty.
If you're in London, if you're in the UK, gambon's doing CrossFit commercials.
Yes. I have Colin Firth's man. Yes. Gambon and Firth.
Wow. So the Full Monty, in other words, was not a charming movie about a bunch of overweight people taking their clothes off. It was an actual depiction of what people look like in Britain.
Were very turned on by the film.
So this is a pornographic film in Britain.
Yes.
It was in the UK. It has a different title. It's called Jacked Dudes.
Jacket Two Dudes.
Yes, people love
Jacket
that.
Two. Dudes. Yes.
Was that a Broadway musical? Did that make the
it did.
Broadway?
I think
of course
it did.
Yeah, the Great White Way. Of course. You're delighted by it.
What a good idea.
What a lovely giggle.
Well, this is great, Byron. I'm so happy that you're able to unimpeded go after Lady Amelia
because
the two of you are a great couple and the Grizz is out of the picture. So
I'm madly in love with her. I'm madly. What's that say?
Sorry, is that my stomach?
I don't know.
Is it? You did say beforehand that you were starving.
What is that sound?
Look out below!
What?
Well, well,
no,
well.
No, this can't be!
Byron Denniston, as I live and breathe.
Byron Denniston, as I live and breathe. You see that, gentlemen? I sound just like... I'm you!
Is this your dialect coach? Who is this?
I'm afraid, gentlemen, I'm afraid. This is the grid.
Obviously, what? This is the grid.
The grid is dead! Possible?
I came down through the sprinklers, didn't I?
Yeah. You heard him say, look out below.
Oh, right.
And then he simply appeared, but yes, now I see you somehow forced yourself through the sprinkler system.
I can fit through any pipe or drain.
Is there a water polo?
There are so many characters stuck in the walls of this building.
I thought you died, Grizz. What happened?
Of course you did.
We called the paramedics.
It's what I wanted you to think.
We grieved.
Is what you don't know about the Grizz is...
What?
This is a good catchphrase too, by the way.
What you don't know about the Grizz is...
I-Z.
In a tiny pocket in my swimming costume, I keep a watertight capsule, and in that capsule is one of those sponges.
No.
What, when you add water to it, it expands.
What?
And that little
sponge... My gasps are getting even bigger. When are you going to be done? I can't keep this up.
That little sponge is shaped... Exactly like me, the Grizz.
Whoa.
In case I ever have to fake my own death. So what I did was I released the sponge from the capsule and I swim through the drain in the pool.
What?
Oh my God.
I've spent so much time in swimming pools, I can flatten my body to fit through the drain and the filter if need be.
Wow.
So we...
What an elaborate death-faking plan. I only called Dan Aykroyd.
Well, I mean, we called the paramedics.
You think having a sponge is more elaborate than calling Dan Aykroyd? Having him bring the Ectomobile around.
You watched this?
Of course I did.
Where were you?
From the pipes?
From the pipes, gentlemen.
I was in a grate.
You were in a grate?
A little ways away.
Pennywise style?
I don't like that comparison.
Sorry. You're not a Pennywise.
I try not to appear in grates. Sometimes it can't be helped.
Why are you carrying this red balloon, by the way?
I just come from a carnival.
Okay, see, this is not helping your Pennywise thing. Look, this is incredible you're still alive, but we need to take a break. And we're going to sort all of this out.
This is horrible. This is a terrible...
This is really bad for you,
yes,
Byron.
Take your break. I'm not bothered.
But we need to take a break. We'll sort this all out on the other side. Boy, this is incredible.
Who is the Grizz?
We'll be right back with more Jason Manzoukas, more Byron Denniston, more Grizz. We'll be right back with more Comedy Bang Bang after this.
I'm the Grizz.
Comedy Bang Bang, the podcast, is sponsored by Squarespace. Squarespace... You know what it is. It's the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. With Squarespace, it is easy to create a beautiful website to engage with your audience all on your terms. And let me tell you something. You do not want to miss Fluid Engine. Oh, Fluid Engine is here. A next-generation website design system from Squarespace. You start... with a best-in-class website template, and then customize every design detail with reimagined drag-and-drop technology for desktop or mobile. And with the new asset library, you're able to manage all your files from one central hub and use them across the Squarespace platform. So head to squarespace.com for a free trial. When you are ready to launch, of course, go to squarespace.com/bangbang. to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. This show, Comedy Bang Bang, is sponsored by BetterHelp. Is your social battery drained right now? Or are you bursting with energy? What's your level? What is going on with your social battery? Do you have, you don't have enough boundaries, or maybe you're less social in the winter? What's going on with you? What's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge? Well, therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/bangbang today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, Shopify.com/bangbang. You gotta admit, shopping for humans, it's so hard. But you know what? Shopping for your dog? Oh, that's easy thanks to Bark. Every month, Bark delivers toys and treats just for your pup. They deserve to be spoiled, don't they? Every month? Why not? At Bark, we send your dog a whole new collection of toys and treats made just for them every single month. Whether it's fun plush toys from BarkBox or ultra-tough toys from Super Chewer, Bark gives your dog exactly what they want. And for a limited time, Bark will double your first box for free. To get your free upgrade, go to BarkBox.com/bangbang. That's BarkBox.com/bangbang. Now, we have been Bark subscribers for a long time, and we would get the boxes every month, and our dogs love them. In fact, they love them so much that the opening of the package, they would be jumping up on us. They love them so much that after a few months, any package that was delivered, they thought it was for them, and they would get very, very excited. We'd say, no, this is actually just a book that I ordered. It's very, very exciting when you give a BarkBox. Sign up now at BarkBox.com/bangbang for an exclusive offer. This ad is over now. Let's go back to petting our dogs. Comedy Bang Bang, we're back. Zoukas is making fun of my cadence, and we are here with, of course, Byron Denniston.
Yes.
Who has taken the break. He's just... he's been alternating between, like, he's texting someone on the phone. He's been crying.
Also, he came here and delivered truly shocking news.
I come here with enormous amounts of news, yes.
Although the news we've heard from you has not been as shocking as the news that you're both still alive, I have to say.
It's pales in comparison. Yes. For our personal experience, this is two people we knew.
We know you guys. We've never met the queen.
We mourned you. We sang lamentations over your gravestones floating
in the
pool.
We sang, like, a nice Irish, like, sort of song.
They got me a very nice styrofoam gravestone and put it in the pool. That's how much they care about me.
Oh, we got
me.
One for him, too.
What does mine say?
The Grizz.
Thank you.
But it says David S. Pumpkins, and we cross it out and put Grizz.
Yeah. Well, I thank you for the cross.
Oh, yeah. No. The only ones they sell say David S. Pumpkins.
And they have a picture of Tom Hanks and Bobby Moynihan.
Yep. Which is
what about Mikey Day?
Well, they didn't know who he was.
They excluded Mikey Day.
Well, we did.
The styrofoam gravestone. People don't know Mikey Day. Yes,
well, they don't know him. They don't make anything like that, but one of the gravestones we got was cake.
Yeah. It disintegrated. Right. That was yours, unfortunately.
Oh,
Byron.
Really?
I'm so sorry.
Well, I'd have appreciated eating it.
Yeah.
Well, we thought you were dead. Next time, don't tell us you're dead.
Don't make us feel guilty we didn't let you eat your own grave cake.
Next time you buy me a gravestone that's actually cake, hang on to it for a few months to find out if I'm really dead.
Yes, do let old Byron Denniston have his tea and cakes.
All right, Grizz.
Feed it into his toothless old mouth.
I've got three of these are real teeth.
Grizz, I'm curious, as someone who is in...
No doubt you are, me old son.
Inside of this event, how is news of the Queen's alleged death?
Yeah, are you here to tell us that the Queen is dead?
I've got some news.
I've already broken the big news, Grizz, as a royal watcher.
I'm sure you think you have.
Wait, which? Because he broke two newses. One that the queen was dead.
Had been declared dead.
Had been declared dead. And one that the queen is still alive and on nudist beaches.
Well, he's right. Uh-huh. The queen has been declared dead.
Wow. Yes.
Because she is.
What do you mean by that? Dun. It can't be.
Operation Double Decoy was a smashing success.
Double D's?
Whoa. Let me get a gander at these.
The queen, what you think, faked her own death, is in actuality a double.
What do you mean? I heard her discussing it with her highest advisors.
Did you? Or yes. Did you hear two tape recorders talking to each other? You fool, Barry Denniston.
You fell for the old two tape recorders talking to each other?
Did you not see a physical person talking? Did you just hear tape recorders?
Or were they push brooms with coats on them? with tape recorders hanging off the handle.
Two mops with their heads cut to look like the Queen.
Now, to be fair, haircut. Most British people do look like mops.
Yeah, that's true. That I mean, you kind of look like a mop.
No, I don't at all. Do not use me to clean the floor. Look, I...
Tell me Boris Johnson upside down wouldn't do a great job cleaning your floor.
This is a good point.
That is fair.
I mean, old-time Hugh Grant?
Old-time Hugh Grant.
Yeah, with that floppy, moppy hair.
Blowjob lover? Hugh Grant?
Is that how we identify him?
He loves him. It's a
blowjob aficionado.
How many people do you know who would not characterize themselves as blowjob lovers?
I don't know. He's the only one we know for sure.
Notorious blowjob hater, Scott Aukerman.
What was he thinking, gentlemen? Yeah?
Thank you.
Hey, how are you thinking?
Now then, wait a minute. Yes, I, as a royal watcher, you know, I'm in and out of Buckingham Palace all the time in various disguises and things, you know, and on the particular day that they were talking about the Queen's very elaborate plans to fake her death and sail around the world with the others, yes, I was in the chimney. I was in the chimney just sort of pretending to be a log, or it's a bunch of logs.
Too bad
in the
you
chimney?
Were...
In the, well, in the firebox, dressed up as a bundle of logs.
You should have been peeping through a portrait, Byron, because you missed some key details.
Well, logs don't have eyes, you see, so I needed to keep my eyes closed.
So you don't know if it was just mops with tape recorders?
I didn't see this. I only heard it, but it was absolutely the Queen and her
Byron Denniston, royal listener.
Sometimes if I'm dressed up as something that doesn't have eyes, I can't watch.
So you painted your eyelids brown?
Not brown, but, you know, sort of I put a grain on them, you know.
Oh, I see.
I am just now noticing that you appear to be covered in burns.
Wait, did they light the
Is there
logs?
Any chance that they tried to light a fire?
I happen to have an excellent bundle of logs costume. And yes, it does have the downside of occasionally being set on fire when you are, you know, hiding in a firebox. Yeah. And then it's a real challenge to stay still, you know.
And not scream out
in
pain.
Yes, and not open your eyes. But yes, part of it is painting my eyelids.
It's quite a performance to give off warmth and comfort of a fire while you are burning to death.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah.
Don't worry, Byron. Soon the job will be complete.
What do you mean the job will be
complete? You're going
to
burn him
alive? You'll never have to worry about opening your eyes ever again.
Oh, that's a threat.
It is an implied and explicit threat.
Are you saying you're going to kill me?
Not that I'm going to do it, but you will be killed.
Nonsense. Let me try to understand this. You're saying that I was meant to overhear that the Queen was planning to fake her death and sail around the world.
Because she knew she was going to die in the next week?
Was I the only one that was meant meant to be deceived?
Thrown off
way?
The scent, yeah.
Yes.
Just me?
Just you.
But why?
Because it amuses my fiancée, Lady Amelia.
No. She knows about Byron?
You. Of course she does.
She's a listener?
Lady Amelia was part of this?
It was her idea!
She's trying to make a fool of me by getting to go out and report exclusives that aren't true?
Every royal monarch is able to choose their own death day.
Oh, so she chose it?
She knew she would die. It was her idea, the Queen.
Really?
I mean, I believe that, you know, there is a way in which that, to have that much power, wouldn't you want to conquer death if, wouldn't you want to say, I get to choose when I, even if you don't?
It's divine right, innit?
Yeah.
There you go.
So she died today. I mean, you know, when this is coming out,
as she chose.
You know, I'm no doubt she's going to watch all of the, you know, celebrations or not celebrations, but you know, all the mourning, all the events. She gets to watch and hear all the nice things that are said about her.
Wait, but is
what
she
do you mean?
Dead?
She's dead.
Well, she is dead. But
she is dead.
Oh, I'm sorry. The Grizz is saying she is dead.
That's what the Grizz is saying.
Welcome to Act Two.
Yikes. Operation Double Decoy.
So
yes,
wait,
Lady,
this
Lady
is absolutely
Amelia.
Shocking.
Lady Amelia to this chap. What's name is Gravy Digger. And she said he specializes in making doubles of famous people.
I met him, I think. Did I?
Did you really?
I think I met him in San Antonio. Is that possible?
You met him in a dream.
It might have been a dream. It feels like a dream.
So the Queen was doubled?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Doubled and then employed a fake your own death situation where she shaved her entire body. The double shaved her entire body, save for the hair around her anus.
So wait, this is where my crazy confusion lies. Are both the queen and the queen's double now dead? Both are dead.
No, the queen is dead. The double yet lives.
The double is on nudist beaches.
So
double,
sailing around the world.
That's
in a yacht.
What I was confused by. Okay,
so the double D's are on nude beaches.
With the doubles of the
double
Kyle
D's
Gorbachev,
are on nude bees.
Olivia Newton.
They're all doubles too?
That's right.
This was all done so that I would come here and report an erroneous exclusive
for about 10 minutes before you showed up.
And that the
and
story
humiliate yourself once again, Byron.
And the story is that essentially a group of celebrity impersonators are going to nude beaches.
This is a bad plan, Grizz.
Who's funding this?
This is outrageous.
Why is it a bad plan? It worked.
It worked.
He looks like a right book.
To what end, though? Like, he had about 10 minutes of glory.
Was the end.
Okay.
Would you do me a favor and not air the first act, please?
Because I just won't put
turns
this out
not to be
Whoa.
True.
Oh, you'll put it out, Sonny Jim.
Oh, shit.
Oh, you'll feel the wrath of the Grizz.
Why didn't they just double Prince Andrew and get rid of that turkey?
Is Prince Andrew not real?
Prince Andrew, no, they're
is
on.
Is he still on Epstein Island?
They're on their seventh Prince Andrew. They're all. They've all turned out to be.
They're all creeps.
Terrible, yes.
That's true. Yeah.
There's something. There's something about Prince Andrew that whoever assumes that role becomes that.
Something
becomes
about that job.
It's like sweaty. Santa Claus, the Prince Andrew Claus.
Becomes that sweaty creep.
It's the clothes they're haunted. All of Prince Andrew's clothes are haunted.
I believe that.
Did you call him a sweaty creep?
Yeah.
That's exactly wrong. He can't perspire.
Oh, that's true.
He's not capable of perspiring.
Exactly.
Yes. Poor man. Poor man.
Poor man. Well, this is terrible, Byron. You've made a right fool of yourself.
A right fool.
Yes, I'm afraid I have, but even worse than that, gentlemen, the queen is dead.
I'm so sorry for your loss. We don't care, but I'm sorry for your loss.
The thought of her frolicking on nude beaches with Mikhail Gorbachev and Olivia Newton-John and Ivana Trump was a soothing balm to my spirit
this
time.
Terrible.
And not only that, but Amelia Spencer is evidently still with the Grizz and making plots against me to make a fool of me.
You have nothing, Byron.
I have suffered numerous reversals here today.
After you would try to impersonate me later in the evening, she'd go whisper to me in the toilet.
You were just hanging
and
out
we'd
the
laugh
toilet.
And laugh.
Why are you in the toilet?
I was hidden.
Because he's hidden.
I was hidden in the pipes.
He's hidden in the pipes.
He was in a
Danny Boy scenario.
Oh, understandable.
She still loves you when you have been the water in her toilet? Is that what you've been?
I don't transform into water.
He's not Jaina.
You're like a regular moaning myrtle.
It's
over
just
here.
The best place to hear. It's got the best acoustics.
You're in the toilet.
I'm just below the surface.
Right where the shit
toilet
goes?
Water.
Right where the shit goes.
You don't know anything about royal people, do you?
They don't do that?
No.
Oh, Lady Amelia certainly doesn't.
Certainly not.
Never.
That's one of the reasons I want to marry into a royal family, so I can stop shitting. More than anything.
It happened to me once we got engaged.
Really? Just
it's
engaged?
It's wonderful.
It must be the
Where
best.
Does it go?
Don't know.
Just apparates.
All I know is it's gone.
Well, Byron, you have less than nothing.
This is
at this point
a terrible day for you.
You're less than nothing.
Your
Byron.
Entire life's work is gone. You'll have to start watching King Charles III now.
Oh God!
Can
How
you
awful!
Imagine?
He can't even use a pen.
Maybe you can be reincarnated as a tampon and be near him.
Or something
in his wife's medicine cabinet.
Right. Yes, that's what's going to happen to him when he dies, right? He's going to come back as Camilla Parker Bowles.
That's what he wanted.
That's his hope.
Right. Good, yeah.
for
his hope.
Him. Good for him.
His fondest wish.
Yes, and Andrew's the creep.
Yeah. I mean, you could watch those guys, I guess.
Oh.
Not only that, but now you have no prospects for taking off in the royal spaceship.
Oh, God.
Do you feel as though there will be the same kind of fervor and excitement to cover and watch Prince Charles? What did you say? The third?
The third?
King Charles, rather.
Yeah. I apologize. King Charles III.
Lord, liege, and sovereign of all.
You're kind of getting into it now.
You just perked up, really.
Well, it is exciting to have a royal. It really is, you know? And to have a king. Yes, a king.
Yeah.
Yes, finally, after 70 years.
It's feeling very like Game of Thrones. Even the castle where the queen died sounds like it's a location in Game of Thrones.
Balmoral?
Yeah.
Balmoral.
Or it sounds like Lord of the Rings. Like there's a Balrog there.
There is a Balrog.
She died in Scotland. Then,
and she died in Scotland.
She screamed, "That's weird, none right? shall you shall not pass." Before she did, she said, "I shall not pass."
Mm-hmm.
And then she did.
And then she did. Yes.
What she meant was because she's a royal, she would not pass water.
Oh, I see.
Right.
Those are great last words.
Yes, yes. Well, there's an ancient clause in the agreement between Scotland and England that if the Queen dies in England, Scotland will never be independent.
Oh, so she chose
Scotland,
to die
yes, in Scotland.
I heard her final words were Kurt Russell.
Why?
I don't know. A lot of very highly powerful people's final words are Kurt Russell, like Walt Disney.
She was trying to say Kurt Russell Terrier because that's the kind of dog she wanted instead of Corgis, but she was never allowed.
Oh, and no.
By the way, wouldn't that be a great breed of dog, the Kurt Russell Terrier,
Russell Terrier. Who the hell was Jack Russell anyway?
Yeah. Get out of here, Jack.
Yes. Where are those Corgis
going?
Hit the
road.
The Corgis have all been burnt.
No, what?
No, actually, the Corgis have gone into the care of Prince Andrew and Sarah Ferguson, his ex-wife,
Yeah, they still live
benefits. With whom he lives.
What?
His ex-wife with benefits.
Yes, that's right. They still live together. And he's taking the dogs because he gave his mother the dogs.
Oh.
When things had gone rather south for him.
So when you give a gift to a dead person, someone who ends up dying, you have to take the gift back?
Well, I think the spirit was sort of like, you gave her these fucking dogs and you take them. There's a bit more like that.
Well, I'm glad you're getting excited about King Charles.
A bit, but you know what? I'll always have Meghan Markle, won't I?
I guess so, although is she going to stop her podcast out of respect for the Queen?
No, why would she? No. What? She did?
Are you just finding
putting
this
it
out?
On pause.
Wait a minute. What do you mean?
I'm breaking news here.
Well, Meghan Markle stopped the podcast?
See, I'm a podcast watcher, so I'm out there in the walls watching Conan O'Brien, you know, watching The Office Ladies.
Meghan Markle had a podcast slamming the Queen. It was 90 minutes of trash talk every week.
It's Patreon only.
Well, of course I know.
LAMMIN' the Queen.
Of course I know the podcast.
Slamming the Queen.
I'm just shocked that she's not doing it anymore.
Well, she's put it on pause. She'll return to it after all.
Oh, so they've renounced their title. So what are you watching them anyway for, Byron?
Yeah, they're
like Americans.
Royal watcher Byron Denniston watching a married couple in Montecito.
One of whom used to be on Suits.
Oh, yes, Suits.
And Deal or No Deal.
Oh, I watch them all the time. Suits is on a loop in my home.
A Suits loop?
A Suits loop in one of the bedrooms. But, you know, they are still the Duke and Duchess of Sussex. And now that the Queen is dead, their children have attained the style of prince and princess.
Okay, so you're just going to watch the kids from now on?
I think I may. Well. Yes, I guess I'll watch the kids.
Oh, maybe you've been around Prince Andrew for too long.
How are you going to get on the spaceship?
Yeah, that's
because the world's ending soon. You need to get on this spaceship.
It's feeling increasingly more and more like the apocalypse is upon us.
Yeah. Do you have a date for when the spaceship is taking off?
Oh, indeed I do. And wouldn't you like to know it, Byron?
I've got to know. Yes, I've got to know. I need to be on that spaceship.
There's no room for you, Byron.
Oh, no.
The spaceship's full, mate.
Oh, God, no.
Catch the next one.
What about, you know, Princess...
Is there a next one?
No, there won't be.
Oh, okay. Lady Amelia has a twin?
She does,
doodah,
yes.
Doodah,
doodah? Doodah, So I'm going to, as they say, get in there. Yes, that's my plan now.
Byron, can you be this foolish?
What do you mean?
It's Lady Amelia in a wig.
Oh, God damn it!
It's a royal prank.
Why are all the royal pranks targeting me?
Because you're a prick.
They have nothing else to do.
Well, look, we have to
what
take a break.
What a terrible day.
This is a terrible day for you. I have to take a break, though.
Yes.
I feel bad about this, but can you guys stick around? Because we still have a little more show to come.
I'm not bothered.
All right, great. The Grizz will be here. Byron,
you pathetic wretch.
It certainly can't get worse.
Are you talking about Lady Marina Windsor?
No, Lady Eliza Spencer. Oh,
you're a wretch like something out of Mary Shelley's Frankenstein.
Oh, that word wretch. She just can't stop using it in that book. It's terrible. It's an unreadable book. Unreadable.
I really didn't realize you were going to get into Frankenstein slamming.
Just try to read Mary Shelley's Frankenstein.
No, thank you.
No, just try it.
There's a movie of it. I don't need to. We'll be right back with more.
Just one movie.
We'll be right back with more Jason Mantzoukas, more Byron Dennis, and more Grizz. We'll be right back with more Comedy Bang Bang after this.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Remember the first time you learned how to ride a bicycle? Just taking your feet off of the ground and putting them on those pedals. And oh no, nothing's holding you up except your own sense of balance. Oh gosh, the nostalgia for something like that. Well, you know what? You can experience it again this spring. Get out there, enjoy the weather, and recapture the magic of riding a bike with Electric E-Bike. That's right, they have an amazing variety of models built for riders of all abilities, including mine, poor. It's never been easier to fall in love with riding again. Go to electricebikes.com to discover e-bikes that start at just $799. With the XP Lite, anyone can ride with a variety of models designed to be a better mode of transportation. There's the zippy and affordable XP Lite, a great start to any e-bike journey. And we also have the Expedition. That's right, the letter X and then Pedition, a sturdy and versatile cargo e-bike that can hold up to 450 pounds. You know what? Electric e-bikes, they gave my good friend Paul F. Tompkins one of these things. He loves it. He's tootling around every day on it. Ring, ring. Hello. Hello, everyone. It's improved his social life. He used to be a hermit. He used to be sort of a Scrooge-like miser character. And now he's out there on that electric e-bike saying hello to the entire community. And you can, too. Go full throttle into spring with Electric E-Bikes, the number one selling e-bikes in the nation. Get your adventure started at electricebikes.com. Please, please, please mention the Comedy Bang Bang the podcast sent you in the post-checkout survey. That is electric, L-E-C-T-R-I-C, and then ebikes.com. That's how you get there. Okay, bye. Comedy Bang Bang, we're back. Jason Mantzoukas is here, and our show has been shanghaied by Byron Dennis.
What were you
here.
Going to do? What was the plan?
We're just going to talk about...
By the way, I'm thrilled you guys came because Scott was genuinely uninterested in the show prior to your arrival.
Really?
Revival.
Revival, yes.
I mean, we both did.
Literally. You were literally revived.
Was, yeah. And the Grizz is here and Byron Denniston, and this is a bad day for Byron. This is a day that will live in infamy, September 8th.
And also, Byron, very hard for you because you've put all this work into styling yourself as the Grizz's replacement, only to now just be like absolutely humiliated.
Yes, there's no really coming back to that. I have been humiliated. I've been made a fool. But during the break, I've come up with a new plan.
Oh, you got a new plan.
Yes.
Okay.
To get myself on the rocket. I will be the 8th Prince Andrew. You know how we're on the 7th.
Yes,
Prince Andrew.
The Prince Andrew
already. Oh no! You were the Queen's husband. You were Prince Philip.
I was for a time, but Prince Philip.
And the Scrooge gang and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. You can listen to previous episodes about it.
Yes.
But so you're going to do the Prince Andrew clause by killing the current Prince Andrew.
That's right.
Stepping into his clothes.
I mean, this is a pretty. How comfortable are you being inside of a pretty hateful character?
Well. I don't think I mind.
Do you think
that
it'll be a lateral move?
And
not
also,
no, I'm concerned about the sweating, though.
Are you at all worried that they will not allow him on the spaceship?
He should be. Prince Andrew's merely an alternate on the spacecraft. He's not guaranteed.
Oh,
an
no.
alternate for who?
John Goodman.
King Ralph.
What is John Goodman doing on that?
He portrayed King Ralph.
What?
Oh, okay.
Fictional royalty sense. Make it onto the spaceship?
There was enough truth in the line of succession that was depicted in that film.
No!
That John Goodman...
Wow.
He's allowed on a spacecraft.
What unbelievable.
The surviving members of Queen, do they get onto the spaceship?
No.
Oh, okay, good.
No, Freddie Mercury, sure.
Oh, wait, is he alive?
Yeah.
Freddie Mercury is still alive?
On another planet.
Oh, already?
He chose an early option. He said, beam me up, Scotty, there's no intelligent life down here.
Oh, I thought that was just a funny t-shirt.
It is now.
But based on...
Is that how how that t-shirt came to be?
Wow. Yeah, those were his final words on Earth.
Should we start selling this t-shirt where it's Freddie Mercury with a big word balloon that says, beam me up, Scotty, there's no intelligent life down here?
Yes, 100%.
Okay. All right.
And on the back, it's Adam Scott's face saying, what?
Well, this is...
I need another plan, then. If that one's not going to work, God...
I really don't think you want to go through the rest of your life inside of the man that is Prince Andrew.
Especially if he's just an alternate.
Well, yes, not if he's just an alternate.
Is Sir Elton John, does he get to go on the spaceship? Mm. He's a rocket man.
It's tricky with sirs and ladies.
You know what you could
like
do? Mm. My guess is, and I'm spitballing here, but my guess is Helen Mirren will get to go because she portrayed the Queen.
Oh, in The Crown?
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
I see. Mirren, I see.
So perhaps you could marry her.
It's a bit old for me, don't
you? What about
you think?
Matt Damon?
A bit old. How old are you, Byron Denniston?
She and I are exactly the same age.
What about Matt Damon because he was in that Mars movie?
The Mars movie?
You think anyone connected to space?
You think
Tom Hanks because of all of his space movies for dads by dads?
How about the cat from outer space, the old Disney film?
Sure, why not?
How about the far out space nuts?
Who's on this?
Yes, we need to know who's going to be on the ship that way. And all I need to do is marry anyone who's going into space.
It's all the royal family.
All right. Yes, good. Yes, yes.
Whoever the current prime minister is.
Does it include royal families, the Spanish royal family, you know, like royal families from other countries?
Yeah, I think it does. We talked about this before. It does.
If they have royalty? Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes, any country with a monarchy that also has a democratically elected prime minister or such, they get to go.
They get to go.
No American presidents, regardless of the special relationship.
Sure.
That's fair.
So what's his name? Must be so upset that he's not PM anymore. What's his name?
Boris Johnson.
Johnson. I was about to say Yeltsin.
But Michael Sheen gets to go because he played Tony Blair twice.
Oh!
two Blairs equal a right entry.
That's right. If you play the Prime Minister twice in two different films, you get to go.
He also played Frost. Jack Frost.
That's
These
right.
rules are bizarre.
Jack Frost meets Nixon.
So that means...
he cryogenically froze Richard Nixon.
Michael Keaton Michael also Keaton. Gets to go?
Yep.
Because he played Jack Frost.
And Martin Short.
Right, I was just about to say Martin Short. What was he, Jack
you were
Frost?
About
yes, I really
to
was.
Say
I really
Martin
was.
Short.
I really was.
Santa Claus
the
3.
Santa Claus 3. A beloved holiday classic.
Listen, I'm looking through my list of... Okay, Princess Elizabeth of Belgium. She's available.
Is she? How old is she?
Princess Elizabeth of Thurn in Texas. She's also available. I have, you know, of course, I keep an updated list of available royals.
Right.
Princess Elizabeth of Belgium, you'd like to know how old she is? Let's find out. Hopefully she's, I can't do the copy-paste.
What if you, Byron, what if...
did you update to iOS 16? It's not out yet.
It's not, no.
It's not out yet.
Oh. Byron, why don't you...
go kill yourself.
I don't know what kind of...
Is that
of,
what you were going to say?
I was going to say that,
bad
yes.
solution.
Elizabeth why don't... I don't know what kind of resources you have, but what if you were to buy, say, for example, an unincorporated island in the ocean that is that no country claims.
You claimed it.
Claimed it and declared yourself king of that country.
Oh like my. King Roy of Sealand.
Yes. Could you then be considered royalty.
You could also buy that Garbage Island.
Garbage Island, the one that's just floating around full of plastic bottles. Yeah,
and then call yourself the King of Garbage Island.
King of Garbage Island.
A fitting title, if I may say.
Well, I might change the name. King of
Garbage...
Trash Island?
No, it wouldn't be anything like that. King of Wonderful Island.
King of Refuse?
King, yes. King of,
but said sarcastically?
King of Beautiful Forgotten Items Island. Mm. Something like that. 20 years old is Princess Elizabeth.
Oh, your face lit up.
Belgium. You are so
Your old face lit up.
The Duchess of Brabant.
You know what? I'm going to take it back. You should do Prince Andrew.
Yeah, you nunt.
No, he's only an alternate. All right, I'm going to. Plan one, see about marrying Princess Elizabeth of Belgium.
Okay.
All right, plan two, see about marrying Princess Elizabeth of Thurn in Texas. Plan three, find the Garbage Island, name myself the king of it, and come with a somewhat more suitable name, and then sort of bring the Garbage Island.
You have to bring the Garbage Island onto the spaceship?
No, but I think... I think it needs to be arguably in Europe. You know what I mean?
Oh, I see.
So that I am a king.
Where do you think it
Europe.
Is now? Does anyone know?
My sense of it is that Mike the janitor might know.
He's here on Thursdays, I think.
He would know?
Yeah, he is here on Thursdays.
If I were you, yes. I'd think twice about proclaiming myself king of anything that floats, Byron.
Why? What does that mean?
Because the water is the domain of the Grizz.
Oh, no.
You think I've never played saltwater polo?
I mean, he floats even more in saltwater. It's even easier.
Should we just call it saltwater polo?
Saltwater water polo?
Saltwater water polo.
It's like saltwater water taffy.
That's a good point.
Have you had it? It's delicious.
Wonderful. Yes.
Can you move through saltwater taffy as well?
Drinkable taffy.
Oh, my God.
If it's unwrapped.
Oh, okay.
Otherwise, you're trapped by the wrapping.
It's the one way to trap me.
You shouldn't have just said that to Byron.
The twisted wax paper that surrounds saltwater taffy.
So you've now admitted your single weakness.
Well,
your Achilles heel.
I've admitted it to the weakest man possible, Byron Denniston.
Do you think you could pick up saltwater taffy wrapping?
Well, but it's going to have to be large, you know, a very large piece of wax paper.
And my feeling genuinely is that I don't think you... Byron, no offense, are in any shape to trap the Grizz inside saltwater tank.
If you just wrap it around him, though, he's right here next to you.
I know.
And you know that during the pandemic, I was eating a ton of saltwater taffy, and I've just discarded the wrappers here in the studio.
Yes, I see that. But how will I wrap a large man in a series? Well, I suppose I could tape them together, couldn't I?
All you have to do is wrap him around him, and it traps him. He just said it.
But you need
a bunch of small wrappers. I'm picturing a large
you
wrapper.
You need one that can fit a jacked Grizz.
Yeah, but I've been taping them together.
Oh, you've been taping it.
I shouldn't have been listening.
Oh, my God.
We're having a private conversation, dude.
Sorry.
It is. It's a gigantic sheet of saltwater taffy wrapping papers.
This is like Samson. You just have to cut off his hair.
Unbelievable. Well,
here's some scissors.
No, it's like Samson.
What?
It's a little like Samson, maybe say that.
It's an analogy.
Like here's some scissors. Cut
no,
off
I
his
don't
hair.
Need no, that won't Do help it. Me. That won't help me. But gentlemen, will you distract the Grizz?
Okay, well,
sure.
Yeah.
Oh, Grizz.
Grizz.
You're here, I want to cut your hair.
Why?
I don't know.
He's been going to beauty school.
Yeah.
No! My one weakness!
I've twisted it at both ends!
Let me out!
Look at him there!
Let me out, Byron Denniston! Let me out!
I won't! Oh, my God! He was a constant impediment to all of my plans, and now he's wrapped up tight!
Wow! Also, this is incredible, because the Grizz, for people who don't know, is like a full-grown, very athletic man.
Very athletic.
Which leads me to ask, Scott, why are you eating so much saltwater taffy to stitch together a covering that can go around him and be twisted?
Look, the pandemic was hard for a lot of us. Okay.
Hey, how
are
you going?
Hey, Jimmy.
Hey, how you going?
Hey, wait, who's this?
Oh, wait.
How are you going? It's me, the Zerg.
Oh, the Zerg.
Yeah. The inverse Grizz.
The counterpart from Down Under.
We talked to you. Yeah,
the Australian Grizz.
No, we never met before.
But I think we've talked maybe about you.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
Right. You're the Southern Hemisphere Grizz.
That's right, yeah. You got it. Only one, mate, yeah.
Hey, so,
you're a very nice
welcome
fella.
To the show. This is Comedy Bang Bang.
Oh, it's nice to be here, yeah.
This is Byron nice. Byron Denniston.
Hello, I'm hey, Byron. Cheers, how you going?
I'm Jason. Nice to meet you, Zerg.
Jason,
Paper Girls?
Paper Girls?
Amazon Prime, please watch Paper Girls. It's already been canceled.
All right. I don't know. How do I watch it if it's
on
already
there. It's
canceled?
On there. You can watch it.
Where do they keep the canceled?
Is it on the BBC?
They keep the canceled stuff up.
It's on BritBox.
It's on BritBox.
Like a little gravestone.
Yeah. There's a David S. Pumpkins. Click on the David S. Pumpkins gravestone and you can watch Paper Girls on Amazon Prime.
All right. Sounds good.
Yes. All right. Good.
Yeah, so
what are you doing here?
We're in the middle of a show. So
do you know the queen?
Oh,
your
sorry.
Queen has died. Your queen.
Well, you know,
the Queen is still the Queen of Australia.
Yes.
No, I mean, you know, crazy. it's confusing, right? Because she's the Queen, but then we've also got our own Queen Elizabeth down there.
What do you mean?
Well,
you have your own Queen Elizabeth.
Everyone in the Northern Hemisphere has a counterpart down in the Southern Hemisphere.
Right. Oh, I see.
Yeah. It's like the toilet water moving counterclockwise.
Right, except
but for people.
Yeah, for people.
Yeah.
The people equivalent of toilet water moving counterclockwise.
Everybody in the Southern Hemisphere is a reverse version of their Northern Hemisphere counterpart.
Like toilet water,
So there's Grizz and Zerg.
There's a Tox Aukerman down there?
Yeah, there's a Tox Aukerman.
Oh, how's he doing?
Oh, he's great.
Okay, yeah. Doing better.
Is there
than
a Norib Nostendon?
Nostendu?
An opposite Byron Denniston, is that
right,
what you're trying to
that's
say?
It, yeah.
Yeah.
So that anyone we bring up, there would be an opposite.
He's a royal ignorer.
Oh, wow. So he just watches real people?
He refuses to know anything about the royals.
Oh, wow.
Sounds like a fool.
So you are the opposite of a water polo champion?
That's right.
What do you do?
I do land swimming.
What is that?
I'll get down on the ground. Yeah, I'll show you.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God. Wow. Oh,
wow, look at that.
That's incredible.
I didn't know what it was until right now, but now I do.
That's
and it's incredible.
Swimming.
He got right down on the ground and he swam.
Right down
he
on the
swam
ground.
Around.
Swam around.
That was nuts.
Yeah.
I can't believe we saw that. How have I gotten to be almost 50 years old and never seen someone land swim?
I went to Australia and I didn't see anyone land swimming.
You didn't go to the real one, mate.
I didn't go to the real Australia.
We got a fake one.
Is that where land?
Everybody gets diverted.
Is that where
we've been to Decoy Australia?
Yeah, we can't have everyone going down there and seeing their counterparts.
Where is it?
That makes sense.
Where is it actually located?
In Australia, mate.
Oh, it's in Australia.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's like a tiny Disneyland almost?
Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah. No, Australia is in Australia, but the one you go to.
Yeah, where's that?
It's like right near Hawaii.
Oh, okay. I wondered why that plane ride was so short.
Yeah, it's like seven. But we drug you to make it seem like it's longer.
Oh, okay, yeah. Everyone fell asleep on our plane. That's
no,
right.
the Decoy Australia is it's 10 feet away from Hawaii.
Really?
10 nautical feet?
No, just regular, mate.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Well, it's great talking to you.
Great talking to you.
Why are you here, though?
Well, I got good news.
Oh.
The opposite queen down the Southern Hemisphere?
Yeah.
Yes.
She's just been declared immortal.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
As soon as
the queen died... She got extra alive.
Oh, my God.
You're kidding me.
Can I ask, had she previously passed?
Oh, she'd been dying for years.
But now she's...
The longest dying monarch we've ever had.
Wow.
Now she's alive forever.
Forever and ever, mate.
This is great news.
That's extraordinary.
It is, isn't it?
Wow. How exciting. I'd like to go there. Like, I really would.
If you went to Australia, you know, you should go to Byron Bay.
Is that a place in Australia?
Yeah.
Byron Bay.
Yeah.
That's in fake Australia. From what I'm hearing.
Correct. Yeah. Right. My bad. The decoy.
What's real Australia like?
It's tiny. It's a tiny little place, and it's got millions and millions of people in it.
Oh, that doesn't sound fun at all.
It's not.
So are you enjoying being here?
It's a drag.
Would you rather?
Love it. Lots of space.
Yeah.
Yeah, it can really spread out here.
Would you rather live in fake Australia? Because it seemed pretty, you know.
Well, it's my home, you know. It's where I live.
Fake Australia?
Well.
No, real Australia. Oh, I see. You're asking me if I want to live in the decoy.
Yeah.
I like to visit the decoy.
Sure.
You know,
it was beautiful.
It takes so long to get there, though.
Right. Yeah. From where you are.
All the way to Hawaii, I suppose.
All the way to Hawaii, and then 10 more feet.
Yeah. It's that last 10 feet that really kill you.
Oh, you know.
That's
you
why so many people end up just staying in Hawaii.
Right.
10 feet, too far to jump, you know, not far enough to take a cab.
Yep, plus, you have to go through customs.
Right.
Can't swim there. There's all that water.
Right. Yes, of course.
And now, Zurg.
Too much water to swim.
Zurg, are you?
For a land swimmer.
I know you're a land swimmer. But are you also affiliated with the royal family? Are you a royal yourself?
Yeah,
are
yeah.
you okay?
Well, I got related into it, didn't I? I became adopted by this young lady.
Who's this?
Her name is
Alemia.
Her name's Alemia.
Lady Alemia.
Lady Alemia. Yeah, Rand Spence.
Wow. So you start dating.
She adopted me. No.
She adopted you.
Yeah, I was dating my own mother. And then this lady adopted me.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, is that just how it's done there?
That's how it's done, mate.
And did you guys have a meet cute, fall in love, and then she just adopted you at first sight?
Me and my mother, yeah.
Oh, sorry. Oh, no. I meant Lady Alemia.
When I met my mother, it was very cute.
Yeah.
In the hospital, you know.
Yeah, it's coming like, oh, out of her body.
That's right. But yeah. Who's?
Stop everything. Stop everything.
Who's this? I don't think we can have even more people on the show. Who is this?
It's me. It's Norib.
Norib.
Norib Nevinson.
How you going, mate?
How are you going?
It's good to see you.
It's good to see you.
Yeah.
Norib.
Oh, I thought I could. I can't really, though, can I?
It's okay. I found a weakness.
I think if you stick with it, you'll figure it out.
You just gotta plow on through, mate.
Oh, mate, I don't think so.
Maybe
a little bit there. Wait a minute. All right, yeah.
Just keep going.
Into the neighborhood.
Just keep going. Don't think about it.
Just plow through it.
Just find it.
That's
just
right.
Get there.
Well, I've stopped by to tell you.
Who, us? Jason and I?
Yeah, right.
Why do all these people care about us?
Just let them go.
I stopped by.
Is there anything new you've ignored about the royals?
Let these two talk to each other.
I stopped by to tell you it's getting harder and harder to ignore things about the royals in the real Australia.
Oh, no.
It's getting nearly impossible.
Oh, no.
Yes, and so I've had to leave. I've had to leave there.
So you packed up and left?
I packed up and left.
So you're here now.
Right now I'm here.
Okay. Yeah.
Because my dear friend, the Zurg.
So you guys are friends.
We're best friends.
Yeah, we're best friends.
Oh, it's opposite of here.
Yes, he was coming here and I said, I don't know how to ignore all this nonsense.
Okay.
Now that our Queen Elizabeth has become immortal.
Yeah, his mum is Lady Alemia.
He was
trying to get me adopted by her, and I was like, oh, I don't feel you're my mate. I can't do it, and then finally I did it because we're mates.
Wow!
So that's great. So you guys get to live together now?
Oh yeah,
that's right. We're the very best of friends.
We're the best of friends.
Well, this is great. This
is a real happy ending.
Boren, who are you?
Norib.
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 This is Norib. This is Byron.
My best mate.
No, that's not a good idea.
You're going to get stuck in Byron?
A terrible
you
idea.
You guys can't talk to each other?
I doubt it. No. Some of us can barely talk at all.
And this Zurb, by the way.
Who's that?
This is the Grizz. He's wrapped up in saltwater taffy.
He's like a pupa.
Don't let out the Grizz. He's wrapped up there in, yes, he's all, that's it for him.
He's in chrysalis.
Is that a saying here? Don't let out the Grizz.
It is now. Don't let out the Grizz.
It sounds like the tagline of an advert, doesn't it?
Yeah, almost. Yeah.
Don't let out the grizz.
Anyway, he's struggling a little bit, but Byron trapped him.
Do you know, Dan, in Australia, if you was to give the Zurg a water taffy wrapping, he becomes like Popeye.
It's
extraordinarily
funny?
Strong.
Oh, funny.
No, like Popeye with spinach.
You know, Popeye eats spinach and he gets real strong.
Right. American Popeye.
American. Stay away from me.
In Australia, Popeye can't have spinach.
Yeah, it makes him very weak.
Who's this? iPop?
It attacks his immune immune system.
Oh, no.
I become susceptible to all diseases.
I just want to say I am so glad to be here learning so much about Australia.
Yeah.
The real Australia.
Don't tell anyone.
No, we wouldn't tell
anyone. We won't tell anybody. And I can't imagine anybody from Australia who's listening is going to have any problem with any of this.
No. And if anything, they'll realize they've been doing their accent wrong.
Right, yeah. You're only going to hear from people in the decoy Australia. They're going to say, that's not what we sound like.
Oh, right, yeah.
True. So are a lot of like the people, the Hugh Jackmans, the Hemsworths, like, are they from
the decoy
Australia?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're from decoy Australia.
Oh.
Yeah, and they've got opposites in real Australia.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Cirque. Third. The last names are harder, aren't they?
You're right, mate. Seem to be having an episode.
I can do with a lie down.
Yeah, you take it easy. Just have a lie down. Yeah, just lie down.
He is lying down.
It's just really difficult to say Hemsworth backwards.
There's a Jack Human.
These guys are
Jack
really...
Jack Human.
Yeah. Jack Human.
Jack
His
Human.
Name is Jack Human.
Jack Human.
Not goo men.
Just sounds like
Jack
the opposite.
Human. Yeah, H-U-G-H-M-A-N.
Jack Human.
You know
Jack
the director, Lur Basman?
He made that movie about Levi's. Three hours about jeans.
Yeah.
3 hour long movie about jeans.
The part where the jeans become addicted to drugs was very powerful.
But Hom Tanks is in it.
Hom Tanks, good.
Good.
Do you celebrate Hom Thanksgiving?
Of course we do. Yep. Yeah, 1st of January.
Well, guys, we're running out of time. I hate that you just got here and we're running out of time, yeah. But that sounds like it's about all you can do, isn't it?
Well, then, I mean, I could go for another 15 minutes just reversing names.
Nairob just got here. The trip's very long. He's exhausted.
He's exhausted. I'm sorry. We are running out of time.
His arms are tired.
We only have time for one.
Zarms? Who told you about Zarms?
Oh, Zarms?
Zarms? I'm sorry.
The planet? The fourth planet?
That's right. We've got our own solar system down there.
Oh, my God.
Of course we do.
Of course we do.
Oh, my God.
Incredible. All right. Well, we're running out of time. The only time we have
We've got
is
a planet called My Anus. Go ahead.
Okay. One final feature, that's a little something called plugs.
All the love is easy to forget. No one can see eye to eye, but I know we can all be thankful that. Counting Invented Podcast, where will you be had he not done that? We need a hero and at last we have Conan.
Ooh, that was Conan Invented Podcasts by Weetay. Weetay, always nice. We had the inventor of podcasts on our show out there in North Carolina, I believe. If you want to hear that, he was kind enough to drop by for about 10 minutes.
He's got nothing on NOCAC.
NOCAC Brino?
Yeah, NOCAC Brino. Yeah.
He doesn't need any friends.
It doesn't matter. Let's go. Yeah.
All right. What do you want to plug, Jason? What do you got?
I mean, my mind trying to reverse Jay Leno.
Oh, Yedge.
Yedge.
Onedge.
Yedge Ellen. Arnold.
Yedge
Arnold.
Yedge Elon.
He has no questions about Hugh Grant. Backwards Hugh Grant.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Oh, man. I'm going to plug a show that has already been canceled. I've said it before. I'll say it again. It's called Paper Girls. It's on Amazon Prime. It is fantastic. It is really worth watching. Not enough people watched it, so they canceled it, and I'm fucking pissed off. So watch it now. Watch all of it. Set your thing to watch every autoplay, every episode. Tweet at people. Send tampons to people.
Yeah.
Let's send
especially
tampons to
King
people.
Charles.
Bowles.
Send tampons to King Charles and Camilla Parker Bowles, as well as everybody at Amazon.
It's funny to imagine he'd be amused by that. If you send him a bunch of tampons, he'd be like, I get it.
How would they get to him?
This is pretty good.
Can you imagine he's going to his P.O. box?
Your Majesty, we've got another delivery for you.
Oh, bring it here.
I think he'd never stop laughing, you know? It'd be just as funny every time.
That's true. Byron, anything you want to plug?
Well, you know, I have a podcast called The Royal Roundup.
And, right.
From
yes.
time to time, it appears. And you can always go to cbbworld.com for all of your sort of podcasting needs.
Wonderful.
Can't you?
Wonderful. Yes, yes. And how about you, Norb?
Oh, I've got a podcast where
I talk. Do you know Norbit?
Of course, I know Norbit. Yeah. I've got a. Mate, how are you going? I've got a podcast.
Do you mean T-Bron?
T-Bron?
Norbit. T-Bron, yeah. Norbit in Australia.
The real skinny family.
What about Bromley James? Okay.
I got a podcast where I talk about everything but the royals.
Oh, that must be every subject under the sun.
It takes a long time. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like
how long is every episode?
It's all but 1 hour a week.
Oh, okay. Wow. So you release it in that hour. This is the opposite of podcast.
Wow. That is it. Those episodes are long, man.
Really long. I can't lie, mate. I'm a little backed up on episodes.
It's perfectly understandable.
They keep stacking up in the queue.
Yeah. You've only got the 1 hour to catch up and it can't be done.
I finally got through the one last year without toothpaste. Very good.
Yeah. Each episode is about something, a different topic not the royals.
So you can... Wow, so you're doing 7 days just on toothpaste. I mean, there's a lot to cover.
Well, there's so many different brands.
Yeah, true.
Deep dive into every brand of toothpaste.
Zurich, what do you want to plug?
Well, I'd like to plug Teenage Bounty Hunters on Netflix. Only ran one series, but I think it's still up there if you want to watch it. Okay. One of the greatest shows. I've really enjoyed it.
Okay, great.
Yeah, also... Want to tell you about when is this dropping?
Monday the 19th.
In September, your September.
Oh, you. What do you have?
Tim Bedsit.
Tim Bedsit.
October 15th, Saturday, October 15th, Elysian Theatre. Paul F. Tompkins presents a show called Varietopia-Y'all. Oh. It's a country version of his variety show.
Oh. Varietopia-Y'all.
Yeah, stripped down, acoustic instruments, two shows.
Okay.
Saturday night, October 15th.
All right, got to go see that.
May I jump back in again, Scott?
Yeah, sure.
Just because I realized that the date was earlier than I thought. How Did This Get Made? Will be live in Indianapolis, Detroit, Cleveland, not Cleveland. We are not in Cleveland.
Absolutely not.
Cleveland was a great show, by the way.
We are not in Cleveland. We are in Northfield? Thank you. Northfield, Ohio, not Cleveland. Okay. We've been told to say it is not Cleveland. Northfield, Ohio, and Chicago. So at the end of October, please come out and see our rescheduled from when I had COVID, How Did This Get Made dates.
Any new dates or are you just...
Nude dates?
Yeah, any nude dates.
Yeah, I've got a bunch of nude dates coming up.
Yeah, we'll see if you have a Mikhail Gorbachev-style blotch on your penis.
We will?
Of course, we're dealing with...
Who's in that we?
We're dealing with DVOC down in Australia right now.
DVOC.
Yeah, still going through.
COVID.
Yeah, everybody's, their lungs are just becoming more and more powerful.
Even things like COVID are reversed.
So DVOC 91?
We've all had to take off our masks. We've all had to take off our masks.
We usually wear them. Yeah, we usually wear them all the time.
Yeah.
It's been a real problem. Because we're breathing so well, it's just like ripping through the mask.
Oh, right, my God.
I want to plug, head over to Comedy Bang Bang World or cbbworld.com and you can get
heading over there?
Yep.
The idea of
just the idea of going there.
The concept of going to CBB World.
Yeah, just the internet in general.
Have you thought at all about making it an actual world?
I have thought about Disney
World or, you
or
know,
like an actual planet.
Australia?
That's even harder. But like a destination.
Sure, yeah, definitely.
You could be the king of it and end up on the spaceship. We'd love to have you there.
I don't want you trying to marry me or murder me.
You become the king of CBBWorld.com, and I'll marry you, and it'll solve all of our problems.
I don't know. Head over there, and you can check out the archives of this show, as well as ad-free episodes, as well as things like CBB Presents. We just had another episode of You Can't Handle the Sleuths, as well as the Andy Daly Podcast Project, I think.
Which is very, very funny. I also am really enjoying Hey Randy.
Hey Randy, yeah. So many things over there. All right, let's close up the old plug bag.
Took my headphones off.
Oh, yeah, that was...
it's still going.
Plug My Soul, Sparkalonious Remix by Josh Goodman and Talia Nadell. Thanks so much for that. And guys, what a great show. Thank you so much. Jason, so good to have you.
Great to see you. So fun.
Byron, awesome to see you again.
Wonderful to be here. Hopefully I'll just go and rebuild my life and come back and tell you
sure,
how that went.
Yeah, Norib, so nice to meet you. A new friend to the show.
I don't really have anything else to say.
Okay, I get it. Zerg.
I think we're going to talk to both of you more, though.
Oh, yep. No.
Zerg, so good to meet you.
Yeah, for the first and last time. Yeah.
Let's all take a big sip of water here to celebrate. Oh, no, I spilled the water. Oh, no, I spilled it.
Oh, no.
The paper disintegrated. The oh, no, the grizz is loose.
The grizz is loose.
The grizz is Liz.
Oh, how awful.
Oh, no.
I'll never get him wrapped up again.
I'll just wrap him up in this paper.
Oh, all right.
Okay, well, you did it. Great. Cool. All right, we'll see you next time. Thanks. Bye.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.